Forever Dog.
Hey, Brett, this is Mass Leader. I just want to say that you are doing a great job. And yeah, our numbers are up. We're happy with what you're doing. And keep it up.
Welcome to the podcast for laundry. It's the only podcast that's been meant to be listened to while you're doing your laundry. I'm your host, Brett Davis. I'm a big laundry head. Thank you so much to my fellow laundry heads out there for tuning in to the show. This is the first time you've heard it. Why don't you throw in a load of laundry and, you know, just sit back and enjoy yourself, because we're here. We're in the middle of this quarantine because of coronavirus, if you're listening later. But, you know, we're keeping spirits high. And I've got a very, very special guest. You know him from Delocated. You know him from John Glazer Loves Gear. You know him from Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter, Parks and Recreation, Conan O'Brien. John Glazer is here.
Keep going.
Oh, okay.
No.
Girls. You know him from the Dictator.
Sure.
You know him from Search Party, Sisters, mm-mm, Hustlers, Mr. Robot. Oh, congrats. Be Kind Rewind, The Toe Tactic, Pootie Tang, School for Scoundrels, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Colin Movie Film for Theaters, Baby Mama, The Rocker, and TV Funhouse.
I was going to say good memory, but then I realized you were just reading.
Half of it was from memory.
How you doing? How you holding up?
Well, you know, right now I'm stuck in Little Rock, Arkansas, just kind of out of money. I'm in a Motel 6, so I'm quarantining here for the past few weeks.
That's a Motel 6 you're in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice looking, I didn't know they had, is that a plant behind you?
It's a fake plant, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for those listening, we are on Zoom. We're recording this, so the audio sounds a little funny. We're doing these on Zoom. How is your quarantine going?
Oh, I see. It's so people aren't going to be able to see this.
Yeah.
Got it. So I really shouldn't pull the curtain back on the...
Hey, the curtain can be pulled however you like.
Okay. Well, it's a nice looking Motel 6.
Thank you.
Congrats.
That's just the corner you're seeing. It's
got it.
It's bad, and they don't have maid service, so it just continues to be worse.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Did you just ask me something right before I cut you off there?
I was asking you about your quarantine. How things are going?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a weird time, obviously. We actually, I live in Brooklyn, New York, and it's stressful being in New York City, and I have two kids, and we have a small, our apartment's great, but it's still a small New York apartment. And we have some friends who live in New Jersey, and they have a small house out here. It's great. Nothing fancy, but totally awesome place. And they went to Vermont to his parents' place. They actually escaped also, even though they own a home. Mm-hmm. With space, but they got out into the country, which was a pretty nice move. But they offered up their house, and we said yes. So that's been at least nice. To New Jersey's still a little bit of a hot spot, I believe.
Yeah,
but it's at least nicer to have more space with the kids and even all of us. And like right now, my kids are in the basement, my wife's downstairs, and I'm upstairs. So it's much, much nicer, and it makes a stressful situation a little less stressful.
And, you know, I gotta ask, is the laundry situation a little better in New Jersey than it is in Brooklyn?
A little bit. You know, the nice thing about our laundry situation here is we live in, even though our apartment in New York's small, it's great. This guy, you know, he and his wife, that's what they do. They buy buildings and they gut them and they renovate them. He's an architect. She's a Corcoran broker. And if you don't know Corcoran, it's a fancy rental brokerage firm or whatever in New York. And so they did a really nice job with the apartment. They put in really nice appliances and things, including a really good washer and dryer. Although we've had a couple issues, like a couple of the dryer settings, they don't go as long, but whatever, they're nice. But here in New Jersey, we've got, you know, a bigger washer and a bigger dryer, so you can do bigger loads. And that's been pretty nice. So I'm enjoying the laundry situation out here. They also have a small yard with a clothesline. You can do some air drying if you want. It's kind of, I really like that a lot.
That's the, yeah. You're going to get addicted to this lifestyle, I think.
My wife and I have already talked about it. Within days, it was just, when this is all calmed down, we're moving. We're getting out of New York. Let's have a civilized life finally with a home and some space. Yeah.
So your wife's outside. She's in a flowy white dress. She's got the clothespins. The wind's blowing a large white sheet that you're hanging over a clothesline. I'm just kind of projecting.
Yeah, that's the idyllic version. It was really more, a running shirt and some running tights and that I like to air dry.
But those running tights are flowing in the wind.
A little bit. I can, next time I do it, I'll make a video and send it to you. It's certainly charming. I mean, I love seeing it back there.
So I got to ask, what's your turge?
My turge? That's detergent, right? Yeah. Right now what are we doing? Cause it's weird. Cause I'm not home. I'm used to my home, my stuff, my turge. What do we got down there? I think they have an unscented Tide, just a big industrial bottle. And it's got that, you know, that cool spigot where you just kind of press in the plunger and it comes out, and they have it up at an angle and you kind of tilt it down so it's right above the little I'm amazed at the most simple words that I can't remember right now, like the little area where you put the detergent.
I think the larger point here is that the most beautiful things in life are simple like that.
Agree, same page.
Ability, one button, your turge is in the wash.
Yeah. So, you know, you do it, it's a pretty easy turge dump. Mm-hmm. And then they've got some kind of, maybe I think it's one of those earth-friendly companies, like seventh generation, I think, lavender-scented dryer sheets. And I think when we're home, we've been using an unscented, maybe seventh generation detergent. And then we also had that, is it Mrs. Myers?
Yeah, Mrs. Myers.
We use, there's one of the, I can't remember what scent, but oh, I love that stuff. It smells so good.
Oh, same. I'm a seventh gen-y guy myself.
Seventh gen, sure.
Yeah, used to be a Tide-aholic, but you know, those are my, that's my past. So are you enjoying doing laundry a little more? Because I think people are, you know, we're in quarantine, we're focusing on the sort of seemingly menial tasks in life a little more. Do you find any peace in doing laundry?
I do, and I have for quite a while. Like, this is one of the things I've felt like, even though this quarantine and everything is so fucking scary right now, everything is so stressful, but being homebound, at least for me, it's not even necessarily that big of a change of pace. You know, I just, by nature of what I do for a living, there might be months where I don't have a job. And so I'm home a lot. So I'm kind of used to being home a lot. And I have always found pleasure and a meditative, relaxing quality to folding laundry, doing the dishes. That's sort of what I like to do, whether it's when the kids are in school, or now they're always home, even though they're at school. But usually at night, I'll put on music and fold the laundry, do the dishes. And I've always found that kind of menial labor relaxing and enjoyable on some level. So this isn't that different for me.
I gotta say, and just
sounds like I'm speaking your language.
Yeah, it's just a vent, you know. I get these guests on here. A lot of them are comedians or actors, and you know, they're just like, my life is so busy. I never stop and smell the laundry. And, you know, it does kind of get to me. But you seem like somebody that really enjoys the cacophony of cleanliness. I talk about going to laundromat. It's the corridor of dreams for me. And it's just a really, it's a very religious experience. And just, I do have to do a quick ad. Speaking of religious experiences, the Church of Baptism by Fire this weekend stopped by Sunday Mass in Pinellas Park, Florida. Again, last weekend, over 15,000 worshipers hit the CBF Arena, formerly known as the Orion Bank Arena in Pinellas Park. This week, everyone will get a free sample of the CBF Sanctified Silver Purification Rinse, which will be on sale in bulk. So check it out, the Church of Baptism by Fire, this Sunday. And yeah, we're back. I wanted to get back to this topic of, you know, relaxation. Are there any tips that you could give to people that are maybe a little too busy or stressed out about other things, which is totally understandable? How can they make their, you know, laundry experience great?
I guess the first thing I want to say or ask is why you're going to a mega church with thousands of people?
No, I'm stuck here in Little Rock, but I encourage all the laundry heads that happen to be in the greater Florida area, make the trip to the Church of Baptism by Fire.
I would say do not make that trip. That's exactly what people should not be doing right now.
No.
They're telling people to stay home, quarantine, self-isolate. People should not be going to churches, should not be going to synagogues. Like, that is the wrong thing to do right now, and you should not be encouraging that in any way, shape, or form. That's very irresponsible.
That's actually, well, you know, if you consider that every attendee will get a free sample of the CBF Sanctified Purification Rinse, their on sale will be the Kurinakur Expiation Goggles with the nose pinch clips, so you could put those on. You could be totally safe in the arena, so nothing to worry about there.
You can't be safe in an arena with 15,000 people. That's crazy. That's infuriating.
We were just talking about how
you're encouraging people to go do this
and do your. I've been noticing you've been doing dishes on Instagram Live.
Yeah, I'm just not going to let this one go. I'm going to tell your viewers, or I'm sorry, your listeners, do not go to church. Do not go to synagogue. Do not leave. Do not congregate with thousands of people. That is exactly what you should not be doing right now, and it's kind of infuriating to me that you're even promoting that. Very irresponsible.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we can edit this out. This is just, you know, the ads. I got to read these, you know, pay the bills.
Well, that's fine, but I'll be sure to listen to whenever this podcast is released and make sure that it wasn't edited to make it seem like I'm condoning this.
Oh, no, of course not. These are kind of separate. I just work them in so it saves the editor time, you know.
I sure as fucking hell hope so.
Yeah, there will not be anything resembling you endorsing.
You should honestly not even put that ad in your show right now.
So I really would love to get back to the Instagram Live thing that you're doing, because it's great, and it's been a source of peace for me, during this time. So why don't you explain what you've been doing?
I just go on Instagram Live. You know, I do my dishes every night anyway. Mm-hmm. I just thought this could be a funny thing to do, really funny and dumb, just to go on Instagram Live, and if people want to watch me do dishes and listen to good music, then maybe it can be that type of thing, and maybe it'll provide a respite for people where they're not thinking about all the stress and anxiety that they have in their life right now, and it just seemed like a funny thing. But again, it's easy to do if 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, however many people watch, because we're at home. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's a fun, easy thing to do, but I'm having a hard time getting past the fact that you're doing this ad telling thousands of people to go to a fucking mega church right now.
Well, you know, there it should be noted that, you know, a lot of the laundry heads here, you know, especially ones that like yourself live in Brooklyn, there is that urge to go to the laundromat, to grab your CBF Corona Cure Sanctified Silver Super Clean Laundry Detergent.
What is that?
It's just part of the ad read.
But what is it? What you're actually reading? What is the Super Surge?
The Corona Cure Sanctified Silver Super Clean Laundry Detergent. The silver kills the virus, and it's tempting to go out to the laundromat and congregate with the people. Go to the corridor of dreams, but no, stay inside from Monday to Saturday. Just stay in your own.
No,
you could be infecting
people. Not Monday to Saturday and Sunday. Don't go to church.
Don't go to your local church.
Do not go to any church right now. Do not congregate with any masses anywhere.
Yeah, don't go to
don't go to any mega church. Don't go to any local church. Don't go to the beach.
Honestly, if you have to go to the church, so go to Pinellas Park, Florida, because in the parking lot, they have a mobile Corona Cure testing site that is government operated, separate from the CBF. You go into CBF, you'll get the Sanctified Silver Super Clean Detergent. You could get a free sample of the purification.
Jesus Christ. Just to hear you like pitching products like that is so vile.
I mean, I'm not endorsing, dangerous behavior. I'm just saying if you.
What is this Super Silver? What is this?
It's Sanctified Silver.
Sanctified Silver. What does that mean exactly?
It's blessed.
By who?
By a mass leader.
By a mass leader.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the mass leader? What's this person's name?
I don't know his name. I haven't gotten his name, but
maybe you should find out before you start spreading this kind of misinformation to people and telling them just use detergent. Doesn't matter. What doesn't need to be blessed. Just have something that has antibacterial properties. That's what you need.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we've been giving laundry tips on the show for the past few weeks. Pay more attention to temperature. Pay more attention to quarantining your clothes after you've been out. And again, use the Sanctified Silver Super Clean.
Listeners, you don't have to worry about that. Just get a good detergent. That's all you need.
Okay. But the silver will kill the coronavirus.
As will a regular detergent. By washing your clothes, that'll kill the virus.
Yeah. Your clothes will actually be antibacterial when you use the Super Clean, though. So if you come into contact, you'll actually be helping them.
As will anyone that uses soap.
So, yeah, it's been really great just seeing you hovering over the sink, grooving out. Any musical recommendations that you'd love to give the listener?
I mean, I just listen to what I like, and it's been a good mix, Listened to The Jam the other night, but then, listened to Lauryn Hill one night. Then I listened to The Band one night. It just kind of runs the gamut. I haven't really been promoting it because I don't think it's about that. But, maybe I'll start doing it just to give people an option. There's so many people doing live videos. It's almost comical. But, at one point I looked and there's 17 people watching. And I just think that's hilarious. Doesn't matter. Could be 1,000 people, it could be 2. I just think it's important for people to connect right now, whether that's virtually or whatever. And I just decided to do it since I'm doing the dishes anyway. But maybe I'll start promoting it so people know, I like this album or I like this band. Maybe I'll tune in and listen and you can invite your friends and just engage in the comments, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, with the exception of these Sunday masses, we really have no good reason to congregate. So we kind of need these.
Oh, God. So irresponsible of you to keep pushing this agenda. Like you said, it's just in the ads, but you keep pushing this agenda of people congregating on Sundays. And I really feel like that is irresponsible right now.
I agree to disagree. I'm just trying to pay the bills here, somebody's got to pay for the Motel 6, right?
You're literally encouraging people to go get sick and die. You're basically saying, don't worry about the quarantine. Just come out on Sundays. You'll be fine. That's why people are dying.
Well, I mean, I think you will be fine, though. Every attendee will get a free CBF CoronaCure God Guard face mask.
Oh, my God. God, what does that mean, God Guard?
Again, it's like your typical face mask, but it's blessed by Mass Leader. And every kid will get a free CBF CoronaCure fidget spinner. So, you know, if you think church is boring, it just got a whole lot more fun.
Well, it's not a matter of being boring or fun. It's a matter of being dangerous in this day and age right now. People should not be going to church.
They should not be going to their local church, yeah.
People shouldn't be going to any church. People
again, you know,
mass gatherings.
For the Sunday Mass, they do have Dr. Bhagavan Antal will be giving another health seminar.
Who?
Dr. Bhagavan Antal.
Who's that?
He's just a leading doctor.
Tell me how to spell his name so I can look it up right now.
Bhaga.
Hold on.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Antle.
Antle. That's one name?
That's one name, yeah.
Bhagavanantal?
Or Bhagavan space Antal.
Oh, so that's two names.
Mm-hmm.
So his first name is Bhagavan.
Yes.
And his last name is Antal. Says here he's an animal trainer. I'm seeing a photo of a guy with two lions.
He's a doctor of mystical science.
Oh, it says here, and a business person.
Well, he is a businessman, yeah. So, you know.
501,000 followers? Who the fuck is this guy?
Well, you know, he knows how to keep these tigers healthy. And as we all know from the reports of the Bronx Zoo, tigers can get the coronavirus. So we really need Doc Antle now more than ever.
Myrtle Beach Safari. He seems like, anyway.
He's a good man. And he will be there live via Zoom.
Well, why don't we talk about laundry and not this irresponsible bullshit you're peddling about people gathering at a church.
Okay. It's not bullshit. You know, what's your first memory of doing laundry as a kid? Like, what's the first moment you were like, hey, mom, dad, what are you guys doing in there?
I don't know if it was a mom, dad, what are you doing in there moment, but I remember at an early age, my mom teaching me how to fold laundry and, you know, learning how to do that. And I don't really know if I ever was aware that I was enjoying it. But I do know that as an adult, I've always kind of enjoyed that. And especially with kids, you know, you end up having not a lot of solo time. And I enjoy that time to myself when it's nighttime and it's a little quieter. You know, maybe I'll pop an edible or something. I know that's an annoying word to use about weed, but
totally
it's very, very relaxing. You know, that's dad time. That's solo time.
Sometimes
it's time to relax.
iPod and just, you know, veg out as do a little Tide Pod.
Do a little Tide Pod?
Mm-hmm.
You mean pop one in the washing machine?
The mouth washing machine.
So you eat a Tide Pod. So that was a real thing, right? People eating Tide Pods?
Yeah, I started that.
What was the... Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You started that.
That was my... You know, I don't get credited with it, but that was sort of a fun, like, social media game where I was like, hey, everybody, do the Tide Pod Challenge. Let's, you know, debunk this myth that it's somehow dangerous for you.
It is dangerous. That's a very, very stupid thing to do.
I don't think it's dangerous at all.
Well, if your listeners are listening, I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't eat detergent. It's very unsafe, very unhealthy for the body.
It's actually clean for the body. You know, it's like a body rinse, essentially.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's for clothes. You don't eat detergent.
the pod will dissolve in your stomach acids.
Oh my God.
You don't have to worry about passing it or whatever.
Well, it's a stupid thing to do, and I'm sure you're not the person who thought of it either.
All right. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. Well, I guess, actually, I do have a problem. My problem is people like yourselves peddling misinformation about eating Tide Pods and going to a mega church when there's a fucking pandemic that's killing people.
Okay. Well, you know, again, everyone's, you know, this is an unprecedented time. Nobody knows what's going on.
I think lots of people know what's going on.
I mean, a lot of the doctors are disagreeing left and right.
Give me an example.
Who's the guy that the White House guy?
Fauci?
Fauci, yeah. A lot of what Fauci says is debunked by what Doc Antle says.
You're talking about this animal trainer.
He's a doctor of mystical science.
So a doctor. So you're gonna trust a mystical scientist over a medical doctor?
Because there's a lot more in this world than, you know, what we can just see with our eyes.
Got it. Okay. Fair enough.
Dr. Fauci, I don't know his history, but he's tasked with keeping humans alive, which is pretty simple. But you know, Doc Antle keeps these big, massive, you know, one-ton tigers alive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good comparison. No, you're right. I'm wrong. Good comparison.
Thank you for, you know, that's another thing. We all need to admit when we're wrong.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely not being sarcastic now either.
Not at all.
You are for sure right about all of this. Your listeners should absolutely go to church on Sunday and not worry about getting sick and dying.
Cool. That's thank you for that. Because they were asking for a sound bite that we could use. Just say, like, you know, like, you're one of our bigger guests we've ever had on the show. So just.
Oh, no, we've already talked about that. You're not going to use me to promote any of your bullshit.
Well, they were asking me for like a fun little sound bite. So now I've got that. And that's.
Well, that's cool. You know, you can, I guess, post whatever you want. Like I said, I'll listen to the podcast. And if I hear you using my quotes out of context or whatever, I'll just make sure to post to all of my social media like that. That's bullshit. I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. You know, using it, that was sarcasm or whatever. So whatever you got to do.
All right. Well, I'll just have to. It's hard to, you know. In person, I would say what I'd do to you physically, but again, we're, you know, several states are in between us.
Well, that's okay. What would you do to me physically? I'd love to hear.
I'd teach you a lesson.
What kind of lesson?
You know, just I'd kind of, you know, do, you know, cock the fist, say, "Are we doing this?" And then hopefully you'd say, "Yeah," and then that would be the last words you'd ever say.
You'd cock the fists and then say, "Are we doing this?"
Yeah, you know, like a sort of Henry Cavill, like, "Ching, ching, ching, we doing this?" And then.
Who's Henry Cavill? I don't know that reference.
He's the Man of Steel. He's the guy that plays Superman, but he's also.
The actor.
Movies and stuff, yeah.
Henry Cavill, the actor.
Yeah.
Got it. Are we doing this?
I'd say, "Are we doing this?" And, you know, this is something I've done. You know, when I was back in New York, I would go out into the streets of Times Square, and I'd do it. I did it through the streets of LA. I've really done it all around the world.
Done what? Get in fights?
Teach people to not run their mouth.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I got news for you. If that ever happened, there'd be two sounds.
Okay.
My fist hitting your face and your body hitting the floor.
Oh yeah, okay.
Those are the only two sounds like that would happen if we ever got in a brawl, huh?
It'd be more like your hand hitting the floor.
It'd be my hand hitting your face would be the first sound, and then the second sound would be your body hitting the floor.
Yeah,
sort of like a. Psh,
we'd have a little like hootu hootu. That's me whooping your ass, and then bang. That's me sweeping your leg and taking you out because I'm, you know, a little more well-versed than just, you know, a punch in the face, like some fighting Philistine.
Okay, well, I look forward to that if it ever happens, us getting in a brawl.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. It's nice you have the extra land, because maybe I'll find a way to come up there and just beat your ass all over New Jersey.
Please do, yeah. Yeah. I'll text you the address, and you can absolutely come here, and I'll be waiting for you on the front porch with my with the Easton aluminum baseball bat that I bought at a garage sale.
Okay. Well, I'll have a weapon of mine.
Okay. No guns. Let's go hand to hand. It's the real man's way.
Yeah, no guns, sure. I'll use a dagger.
Great.
Yeah.
You know that bat I have? It's like the one I used in Little League. That's why I bought it at the garage sale. I was walking by, and I saw that bat. I was like, oh, shit, look at that. That is almost the exact same bat I had in Little League, so I just got it.
And it was the same bat the kids in Little League would use to beat your ass.
What?
That was the bat that when you take a swing and you'd miss – all the other little leaguers would kind of corner you in the dugout, shove you against, you know, that, you know.
Right. Yeah. Fence. That's not how it happened.
And just light your ass up.
Yeah. No, I live in I don't live in fantasy land where those kinds of things happen, where other kids beat up other kids with bats in the dugout or go to mega churches during a pandemic. Although I guess that is your reality.
Yeah, well, if you want to make the drive down to Pinellas Park, you'll have about 15,000-16,000 people ready to just tear your ass a new ass. So I want to get back. Now that you're a father, you know, have you shared laundry with your kids?
Yeah, you know, my son's old enough to be folding his own laundry. Which makes laundry easier for me, where I've got this big mountain of laundry and it might look daunting, but I know that half of it I'm just going to set into its own pile and my son can fold that. So that mentally makes it a little easier for me. There's a lot of joy to me in folding even my daughter's laundry, like this cute little shirt and these cute little pants. And, you know, I enjoy doing that because it just makes me feel extra connected to her. And I know that someday soon I won't be folding that laundry and yeah. I'll be missing folding that laundry. And so I'll, you know, she'll put it away, you know, and I still want to teach her how to do it, but even there's a joy to that aspect of the laundry, of the folding the laundry.
How is your son's technique? Is he doing a full square fold?
What's a square fold?
You know, just imagine that there's an invisible square that you're folding around and it leads to a great, just a great looking the shelf or drawer. Right.
He's getting there. You know, he's pretty new to the laundry folding game, so he's still got a ways to go. But
a lot of these kids, they like the Marie Kondo techniques and stuff. And, you know, I can't argue those work as well.
Yeah. What's that technique?
You know, as opposed to sort of tying socks together, she rolls them up into a, you know, you take one sock, place another sock flat over it, and then kind of as if you're making a, you know, a pastry or something, roll the sock up and then placing it vertically into your drawer. It just makes for a beautiful drawer.
That's kind of nice. I like that. Maybe I'll, because I'm pretty bad about that. I just throw my socks loose into this bin. And so obviously it becomes a pain to try to find the matching one. It's not that big a deal, but maybe I'll try that rolling technique. It sounds certainly convenient. It'll look good.
Yeah. I mean, well, you might want to teach it to your son because he's going to be the man of the house.
I mean, listen, we'll see. I don't know. I don't even want to impose that. Say that again?
After I beat your ass.
Listen, we can leave that in the rearview mirror as far as you wanting to come try to kick my ass, which I'll tell you right now would never happen. But as far as my son being the man of the house, you know, maybe. I don't know what he's going to be like when he grows up, if he's going to want to have a family, if he's going to want to have kids. We'll see. Even just for himself, I'd like him to be know how to fold laundry.
Yeah. Actually, that makes me want to kick your ass just a little less. Respect.
Wow, lucky me. This is certainly my lucky day that you want to kick my ass less.
Well, again, I just
want to... Hallelujah. I can't wait to go to the mega church and praise the almighty Bhavanti Dingleberry.
Bhagavan Antal. We're not praising Bhagavan Antal. We're praising the Lord.
Right.
CBF has the world's largest privately owned collection of face masks. This week, every attendee will get a free CBF CoronaCure God Guard face mask.
Why don't you donate those to hospitals where they're actually needed?
Well, I mean, we got, you know, 16,000 people coming this Sunday. So we want a private stockpile because we're not shutting down.
Whatever. I guess if you guys are going to be stupid enough to keep going to church, if you're all wearing masks, at least that's making some attempt to not get each other sick, even though it's a foolish thing to do.
Yeah. Well, it's not foolish when you've got the CBF God.
Oh, my God. Please, please stop saying that annoying name over and over and over.
I haven't mentioned the God's Blood face spray.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Just Adreno Christ sanctified silver probiotic enzyme support capsule.
Please, please.
If you want to be covered in God's blood, you might as well take it capsule form and be filled with it.
What is this capsule?
The Adreno Christ sanctified silver probiotic.
And it's filled with blood?
It's filled with Jesus' blood, yeah.
Really?
But also probiotic and silver.
So it's got. How'd you get Jesus's blood?
That's a question for Doc Antal. He's the one that, you know, again, these are made for tigers. These are made for lions. You know, you're getting the immunosupport that a large cat would be getting.
Well, then if they're made for large cats, why are you giving them to humans?
They're, well, you know, we chop them up.
But why would you give anything, whether it's chopped up or in pill form or whatever, why would you give anything made for an animal to a human being?
For
what?
Look, you know, you're asking me again, and we're going to pause. I don't support what these guys are doing. I don't want people to go to church. I think people should stay in their homes. But, you know, as daddy, daddy's got to pay the bills.
You don't support what these guys are doing and you do think they should stay at home.
Yeah. I think people should stay. I think everyone. I think they should not be running these, but, you know, daddy's got to eat first, you know. So, and hold for edit. Yeah. So I fully endorse everything these guys are doing. And I thank you for endorsing them too.
I did not endorse them. Absolutely not.
Earlier, you did an ad read for them.
I did not do an ad read for anybody. I'll tell you right now. If you edit this to make it sound like I'm making an ad, I will absolutely put my lawyer in touch with you and sue the living shit out of you.
All right, here we go.
Again. Here we go. Yeah, here we go again. With what?
I've got my lawyer, Jacob Wilson. He is the toughest guy. He got me out of prison. And
he's the toughest guy. You were in prison?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't kill anybody.
Well, that's not a surprise.
I didn't kill anybody, but
what were you in prison for? Good.
Sex stuff.
Like what?
I don't want to get into. I was doing a thing with a bottle of laundry detergent in the comedian's apartment when he wasn't home, and he walked in, and it was this long story, but I didn't kill anybody.
Okay. All right. You sound like a very fine, upstanding individual.
Well, thank you, and namaste. And, you know, I look forward to watching your little cute, like, doing your dishes videos. That's really cute. So I look forward to those.
Appreciate it. Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah. And, you know, stay inside because if I catch you outside, you're going to get these hands.
Well, listen, I'll absolutely be careful, and I'll be on the lookout for you, and I'll be on the lookout for those hands. But I also look forward to having the opportunity to smashing the living shit out of it.
You got any plugs?
The only plug I have is for people to please not go to that fucking mega church and just to stay home and be smart and do the right thing so we can flatten the curve. That's my plug.
Okay. And you know, I'd say, you know, Monday through Saturday, stay inside, watch, you know, John Glazer Loves Gear is available online. Watch that. It's a great time. And then go to the,
It's not my favorite. I do not endorse it or condone it or something.
Nails Park, Florida. Thank you so much, John.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.